Hello and welcome back. My name is Micah Reisman. This is my podcast about that looks at Boston sports and racism and kind of the history of Boston sports and racism. This is for Beaver Country Day School. This isn't my SDP. In this episode, number 3, we will be looking at Bill Russell and the 1960 Celtics and kind of what Bill Russell thought of Boston, what Boston thought of Bill Russell, how he dealt with the racism that he endured in the civil rights era and what was going on. The previous two episodes, the first one looked at Boston as a whole, Boston as a city during the Boston crisis, kind of its racism, its history of racism. And the second one looked at Tom Gocke, the former owner of the Boston Red Sox, who was incredibly racist. The Celtics franchise, especially compared to when you look at other Boston sports franchises like the Red Sox, who were an incredibly racist team with an incredibly racist owner and were the last team to integrate, the Celtics were a team that was much, much more progressive. The Celtics, they were the first team to draft a black player. In 1950, owner Walter Brown drafted Chuck Cooper, 14th overall. He did not care that he was black. He said, "I don't care if you're a polka dot. I want you on my team." He had some pretty progressive views on that. Then after that, in the 1960s, the Celtics were the first team to have an all-black starting lineup, and there was injuries that contributed to that, but still, they were the first team to have an all-black starting lineup, which is something now in today's NBA that happens all the time, but back then it was much, much rarer. The Celtics during this time were probably the best franchise in all of American sports. They won 11 championships from 1957 to 1969. They had continued winning and success. They had passionate fans, for better or for worse, but they were very popular, and they were an incredibly winning franchise. During this time, they had star player Bill Russell, and they were also had players such as Bob Cousy, Sam Jones, Tommy Heinsohn. They were a really, really great team. Bill Russell was someone who, he was the stalwart of this team. He was the face, the best player. He's someone who now, when you look at history books, who was the best player on this team, it's the consensus that it was Bill Russell. He's widely looked at as a top 5 player of all time. And there's an argument to be made up until around the late 80s, early 90s, whenever you want to say Michael Jordan became the consensus greatest player of all time, Bill Russell was considered to be the greatest basketball player of all time. He was a star. For all of the winning that Bill Russell did for Boston, he did it more for the Celtics organization. He always viewed that he was playing for the Celtics organization, never for the city of Boston. When he had his jersey retirement, he initially had a private ceremony with no fans. He did not like Boston. He once wrote in his book that it had all varieties, old and new, and their most virulent form. The city had corrupt city hall crony racists, brick throwing, send them back to Africa racists, and in the university era areas, phony radical chic racists. Other than that, I like the city. Russell viewed the city as the most racist place he'd ever been, Tom Sanders, his teammate, said. The bottom line is that Bill Russell did not like Boston, viewed as a very racist place, and it's hard to argue with that when you hear about a story where in 1956, just before the season was starting, he decided to move to North Reading, about 20 miles north of Boston, and he decided that, you know, he was going to move there. It was an Irish Catholic neighborhood, and in that city, in that town, he was basically the only black person there, and his kids were the only black kids at the school, and they were followed home by the police often. They were checked up on by neighbors. They were bullied. They were harassed because of their skin color. He did not like Boston. He had plenty of good reason not to. Bill Russell's teammate, Tom Satch Sanders, once said, he was someone who later, he was a teammate of Bill Russell, won many championships, and they stopped him. They really tried hard to stop him because of his skin color. They disassociated the fact that he played for the Celtics, calling him Tom Sanders, not using his popular nickname, Satch. They really did try to stop him from opening things. And I think for all of these players who played for the Celtics from the 1960s, they did not like Boston, especially for the black players. And I think they truly did feel discriminated in Boston. And I think that it's important to recognize that, and it's important for everyone to recognize why Bill Russell didn't like Boston. While he has come around on the city, he did say, and he did have eventually have a public jersey retirement, he didn't like Boston, and he still doesn't really like Boston. And when you hear about the stories and experience, the getting thrown bricks by, you know, people who truly did not like him because of his skin color, he has a fair reason to. Bill Russell outside of Boston was someone who was incredibly politically active and was someone who made changes as an athlete, possibly more than anyone else. I mean, the only guy I could really compare him to, maybe Muhammad Ali or LeBron James, there's truly not very many people. You know, Bill Russell was very outspoken. He participated in the 1963 March on Washington for Civil Rights and defended Muhammad Ali when Muhammad refused to serve the military on the basis of his religious beliefs. In 1961, some black Celtics players were denied service at a Kentucky hotel restaurant. They were in Kentucky due to a expedition game that they were supposed to play, and Bill Russell and the fellow black players, led by Bill, just decided not to play, which, you know, it draws resemblance to the boycotting or the strike that the NBA players were on this year. And you look at a guy like Bill Russell, he paved the path for all these guys who are making all these movements now and people who are being passionate about the BLM movement. So Bill Russell is someone who truly did start these movements. When you look at the racial incidents today in Boston, the incidents at Fenway Park with Adam Jones or the incident with DeMarcus Cousins at TD Garden, you can't help but go back to the 1960s, in which they had possibly the greatest team of all time, the greatest dynasty of all time. They were, and the city of Boston was still racist towards its African American players. Now, you can make the argument that the America as a country was racist, and that Boston itself was no different. There was still a reputation, and you look at someone like Bill Russell, who called Boston the most racist city he'd ever been to. There was this reputation all the way back in the 60s. It existed, even for a team that had possibly the most black players and had broke boundaries. They still viewed Boston as a racist city, and this legacy was building. In the next episode, I will be looking briefly at the history of the 70s and 80s Celtics, who featured a majority white players, and kind of how they were viewed by the fans of Boston. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.